Hello and welcome to the Monday, November 17th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, we got an update from Microsoft on MS-1466. That's the infamous S-channel bulletin. No, they didn't fix the fact that it actually covers multiple vulnerabilities instead of the one that the bulletin mentions. Instead, they actually point out that one of the features they added with the bulletin, the additional ciphers, can cause problems. As it turns out, that the additional ciphers, there were a total of four that had been added with this bulletins, can prevent some clients from connecting to a server. It's a little bit odd, but essentially what happens is the client then will refuse to negotiate down to a lower TLS version if it doesn't support the TLS 1.2 ciphers that were added with this bulletin. It was a little bit odd for Microsoft to actually add additional features, and I guess with the sort of degrading patch quality we have seen from Microsoft lately, it was sort of expected that adding new features isn't going to make them more stable, and I guess that's what we see here in the end happening. Now, the simple solution here is turn off the four ciphers that were added with this bulletin. Not sure if this fixes another problem that we have seen reports about, where Microsoft Access has problems connecting to SQL Server, but the two issues could very well be related. Turning off those ciphers, of course, also breaks our experimental vulnerability scanner for this patch. But then again, I would rather have you turn off those ciphers than make the little patch scanner work. There are better and other ways to scan whether or not you have this patch enabled and installed. But there's also some good news. Still no exploit for MS-1466. Now, there's a lot of confusion with MS-1464 and MS-1466. MS-1464 is the OLE vulnerability that's also been used in the Sandworm bug. Yes, there is an exploit for Metasploit for MS-1464, which is a bad thing for those people who haven't patched their workstations yet, but MS-1464 and 66, two totally different things. I see them mixed up all the time, and we keep getting email from users telling us there is an exploit out for the S-channel vulnerability, and then pointing us to the MS-1464 exploit. And over the last couple of years, we have certainly seen a substantial increase in encrypted traffic. More and more websites are offering HTTPS by default, and users are also getting, at least my experience, a little bit more critical as to the HTTPS configuration and offerings of websites. The Internet Architecture Board now follows this trend with a statement that for any new and future protocols, encryption should be made the standard, so encrypted communication should more and more replace unencrypted communication. And Philips smart TVs have been hacked. It turns out that they are running just Linux in a pretty badly configured way. There's also a serial port hidden in the back in the form of a little headphone style connector. It's marked as SurfU, and with that, it's first of all simple to get essentially details like the boot up screen from the particular device. Then there's a blog post reporting a simple guest to host escape for Parallels desktop. Parallels is a virtualization software that's pretty popular on Macs, and this particular setting that's being enabled by default allows us access Windows folders from your Mac. Now, this sounds like you provide access from the host, which is typically your Mac, to the Windows system, which is the guest, but the underlying technology works both ways, and with that, the guest, which is typically the Windows system, then has access to the Mac. Now, most of the sort of desktop virtualization techniques are not really meant to be used to isolate the guest and the host. Actually, they have features like this in order to merge the two file systems. So be aware that these systems in their default configuration, for example, should not be used for malware analysis and the like. Now, a lot of people also use virtualization to protect their host system and then do more risky things inside the virtual machine. Again, if you're doing this, try to eliminate all contact between the virtual machine and the host. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.